Whether you want your dog to come, heal, or sit, it's the Tip Top Canine Podcast, and you know what time is it. All right, Tip Top people, my name is Clay Clark. I'm the former USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year. Joined here with Ryan Wimpy, the founder of Tip Top Canine. And we're talking today about training great Danes. Great Danes. Now, somebody out there might be saying to yourself, what is a Great Dane? So I'm going to put a Great Dane on the show notes here because this is a pretty massive and impressive dog.
Pretty big dog.
I'm going to put it on the big screen here, Chip, so you can describe this before we let Ryan get into the art of training a Great Dane. But this is a German breed of domestic dog known for its giant size. Chef, how would you describe this beast?
Well, whatever photo you're showing me, that is obviously a horse with dog paws and a dog head photoshopped onto it.
That's what
I was gonna say. Don't try to pull one over on me today, Clay. Okay?
Can these typically actually weigh? I mean, is this real? Can they actually weigh 180 pounds?
I trained 190 pound Great Dane.
That's as much as I would.
They said that dad was 220.
Oh my god!
The dog wasn't even fully grown yet.
That's insane.
Yeah, that was insane.
I want to confess that was me, and I was just pretending to be a dog.
Dog's
that was Halloween.
That's from night. Okay, so tell us about the difficulties of training Great Danes and how you go about training a Great Dane.
Yeah, well, there's a few things that are a little bit harder because they are really long and really big. And so one, if you notice on our website, we work a lot of place. That's our Doggy Time Mount where we teach dogs how to jump on boxes, jump on dog beds, and stay. Well, if you get a 120 to 180-pound dog or bigger, finding stuff to jump on is pretty hard. Right. Yeah. So normally we skip place, even though that's a control command we use for a lot of our obedience, and we just go straight to sit and down stays. Right. So that's kind of the biggest change that we're doing with our Great Danes. Next, so like the 190 pounder I worked, heel, loose leash walking with a dog that pulls that's that big, it was fun.
Is it when you're training a dog like that, do you as a trainer, we have a lot of listeners out there that think it's fun to get a dog like this, right?
Yeah.
So they get them as a puppy.
Right.
And then they start to at some point feel overwhelmed and then they call you. When's the best time I should call you to train my Great Dane if I have one?
Like 5 months old, 4 or 5 months old. When he's a little puppy, that's when you want to get him. So like rarely do I see unpotty trained Great Danes because they make great messes. And so people normally get on the ball really quick. Well, it's the same like when I did this dog that was 190 pounds at 2 years old. They should have handled that loose leash walking before he outweighed everyone in the house. You know, because he's pulling him hard.
Is there a time where it's too late to train?
No, it's not too late. We can always train. Sometimes it just takes a little bit more than others.
Okay.
Right. So, he's rope burning people's hands, and he is hard. The two other things we have is just, it's minor, but they're obedience issues. So, we like to teach an automatic sit, so when I stop walking, the dog automatically sits at my side in heel position, which is the dog loose leash walking with their shoulder lined up to my left leg, right? With a Great Dane, if they're lined up to my left leg, and then I stop and tell them sit, and some of them can sit 2 or 3 feet backwards.
Now, so if I'm listening out there right now, and I have a Great Dane, or I'm contemplating about, let's just say I'm contemplating getting a Great Dane.
Right.
Why should I not get a Great Dane,
would you
recommend to get one, or what do you think for about there who's contemplating getting a Great Dane?
They have really cool personalities. The biggest thing is they actually have a lot of health problems. 7, 8, 9 years old is about all they're going to be. They eat a ton. They grow super fast. They have a lot of joint, hip, health issues. They have a lot of skin problems. And then your food bill is triple.
You're describing me right now. Is yeah. Really what's going on.
You've been talking to Marshall's parents.
So let me ask the final question I have.
Right.
I'd like for Eric to be able to ask a question as well as for Marshall. This is the final question that I have. On behalf of the common man who doesn't train dogs like this every day.
Absolutely.
What does it cost per day to feed a Great Dane, roughly?
Oh, you're definitely $5 to $10 a day, easy, if you're feeding good food.
That honestly is all I spend on myself per day.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I literally eat for $5.
And most of them have to eat on a raised container. Some people don't know this, but they need to eat on a raised platform.
What does that mean?
So they can't eat with the bowl on the ground.
Okay.
They have to eat like with the bowl 2 to 3 feet off of the ground.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like a giraffe eating out of the trees.
Exactly.
That's how it is. Okay.
Got it. It's too far down there.
Yep.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay, Chup, what question do you have about Great Danes for the number one dog trainer in America, arguably, Ryan Wimpy?
I would like to wonder if... Are Great Danes good puppies and dogs for having kids around? Are they good to be around kids?
Yeah, so they normally have great personalities. Very rarely do we encounter any of them with aggression issues. So great dogs for kids.
Awesome.
Yep.
Marshall Morris, here we go. What say you?
So with Great Danes, they grow to be enormous.
Yes.
Okay. So what types of risks for what do you have to worry about them as like a really big dog that you wouldn't have to worry about with like smaller dogs as far as like the training goes?
Yeah, so I had a friend with one and his hips went out and his at like 9 years old his hips are kind of going out and he's having bowel movements. In the house, like he can't control himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for a 150-pound dog, you can't physically move that dog around really easily.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if they're having accidents in the house at 150 pounds, it's different than a 30-pound dog.
Or a 5-pound dog.
Or a 5-pound dog. So any of those type of issues are really compounded and kind of become a nightmare pretty quick.
Yeah.
But they're still cool dogs. We still train them. We have two at boot camp right now, like 150-pounder and then a 5-month-old.
Nice.
Yeah, 5 months old is pretty stubborn, but
how big is a 5 month old?
Typically. He's probably already 60 pounds right now.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he's just a goofy little lanky thing. He doesn't even have any coordination really.
Just stomping around.
Talking about me.
Yeah.
Here we go.
If I'm out there listening and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready to take the challenge. I want to hire Tip Top Canine to train my dog. I think, but I'm gonna try it one time. What's the deal? What's the offer? What's the no brainer for all the listeners out there?
Yeah, the no brainer is our first lesson is only $1.
Oh, come on.
Yep, we come out to your house. It's $1. We come out, sit with you, go over your issues, goals, dreams, and then we actually work with Rover for 10-15 minutes and kind of see what he needs.
Well, without any further ado, we always like to end the show with really just an ending, Chip. We like to end the show by ending.
And
we don't want to just keep going. Eventually, we have to be done.
Some point, we have to be done.
But before I do that, I want to tell you, go to tiptopcanine.com. Go to tiptopcanine.com. Schedule your $1 lesson there. And your $1 lesson, your first lesson is always just $1. You can check it out. Also, if you're out there and you say to yourself, I would like to own a Tip Top Canine location, a franchise, a business model in my own area, go to Tip Top Canine today and schedule a shadow where you can actually shadow with the founder of Tip Top Canine yourself. And you can decide whether, and it's kind of Ryan has to decide whether you're a good fit and you have to decide whether you're a good fit. The business model's great, and I'm sure you're a great person. We got to make sure it's a win-win. So, Ryan, thank you for being on the Tip Top Canine Podcast, my man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.